Electricity, a big idea that's inspired countless new ones. From powering the light bulb to virtually powering our entire lives. 30 years ago, State Street launched the Spider S&P 500 ETF, SPY. A big idea that inspired the world to invest differently. And still does. What can you do with SPY?
Before investing, consider the fund's investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Visit SSGA.com for a prospectus containing this and other information. Read it carefully before investing. SPY is subject to risks similar to those of stocks. All ETFs are subject to risk, including possible loss of principal. Alps Distributors, Inc. Distributor.
Amazon CEO Andy Jassy out with his annual shareholder letter this morning. He says the company is committed to cutting costs while still investing in artificial intelligence. Kate Rooney's here with a look at the state of Amazon, that is, for today's Tech Check. Kate.
Hey, David. So the state of Amazon really speaks to the state of big tech right now, keeping up with competition in AI while keeping costs in check. Amazon CEO Andy Jassy is walking this tightrope, as he laid out in his annual letter this morning, trying to convince employees that it's still day one, the old Bezos model, and that Amazon is, quote, operating like the world's biggest startup, as he writes in the letter. At the same time, showcasing some of the cost discipline that Wall Street is really looking for. The first balancing act is in artificial intelligence. Cost efficiency, big theme of Jassy's letter this morning, and it's been a bull case for Amazon, but expensive AI endeavors, those are equally important. Jassy describes three pillars of the company: retail, Prime, and then cloud. AI, though, he says, is the next big pillar. Another balancing act, strategic investing. Amazon made its biggest venture bet ever in AI startup Anthropic, which competes with OpenAI. Meanwhile, Amazon's building its own version. Here's what Andy Jassy told Andrew Ross Sorkin this morning on Squawk.
If you operate in the technology space, you get pretty comfortable with co-opetition. It's just the way it works. And so we have a great relationship with them, and we're very comfortable with the arrangement. We're excited about the investment. Remember, as part of our relationship, it's not just that we offer their models in an easy-to-way use on Bedrock. They're training their future models on our chips, right, on Trainium, and they also named us as their primary cloud partner.
It's also navigating co-opetition, as he described, with NVIDIA, using NVIDIA chips while building its own. The third tightrope for Jassy is M&A. He has been investing in startups with a minority stake and no board seats since it is under so much regulatory scrutiny. Jassy did talk about Amazon's failed acquisition of AI company iRobot. He called it a sad story of a great entrepreneurial company.
So they merge with Amazon, and the European Commission blocks it because they worry that we're going to feature our vacuum cleaner, you know, their Roomba versus others, which of course is not our model, because we make actually at least as much money selling third-party items as our own. So what happens? We abdicate the acquisition. iRobot lays off a third of its staff. The stock price completely tanks.
As far as Wall Street is concerned, Jassy has been effectively managing this balance. But you talk to former employees and former executives, some of the excitement of the Bezos era has faded a bit, guys. Back to you.
What does that mean, Kate? What excitement are they thinking about when they say something like that?
Some of the growth era, if you even listen to sort of the tone of Jassy's annual letter, this is, you know, his third letter as CEO. Bezos was a founder. You think of Mark Zuckerberg as the same thing at Meta. That, you think of Bezos as the visionary. He was the guy that came up with the idea and, you know, was the head of the company. I think with that transition to Jassy as CEO, some of the moonshot excitement has faded. That may also be an effect of higher interest rates and just the new normal in technology companies, where they've got to tighten their belts. And you're seeing it pay off in Amazon stock. That's what Wall Street investors want to hear, is sort of that cost discipline. That's now playing throughout the company. You've seen massive layoffs at Amazon and other tech companies. So it is sort of an effect of more discipline, more cost cutting, but also new leadership. So it's hard to say which it is, but you know, there's a lot of former Amazon executives that are out here in Silicon Valley in CFO roles, running other companies. And that is sort of just the mentality that you hear. And a lot of them left thinking that, yes, it's a great quality company, but there's not as much upside, not as much excitement. And it's not necessarily running like a startup at this point. It's a massive company. You know, it's really an established tech name.
Without a doubt. And that transition, as you say, from the founder-led company to one that is not, is obviously always an interesting and difficult one. Kate, thank you.
Shares of Amazon hitting an all-time high as CEO Andy Jassy releases his annual letter to shareholders. He says generative AI could be the largest technology transformation since the internet, and he's committed to investing in it, but he's also committed to cutting costs. Kate Rooney joins us with a look at the state of Amazon for today's Tech Check. Hi, Kate.
Hi, Contessa. Yeah, so the state of Amazon is really about that balance. CEO Andy Jassy is walking this tightrope of managing profitable, mature business and then spending big to keep up in AI. He describes the artificial intelligence strategy as co-opetition. For example, they're using NVIDIA chips while also building their own. And then they're partnering with OpenAI competitor Anthropic, while at the same time building Amazon's own competing models. Here's what Jassy told Andrew Ross Sorkin on Squawk earlier.
This is going to transform virtually every experience we know. It's a gigantic space, and there are going to be a lot of very successful players in it. And if you go talk to enterprises or companies that are using generative AI, they are very excited about what we're building, and more customers are moving to our services. And, we're going to have partnerships. We have a very deep partnership with Anthropic. Claude 3, which they released just a few weeks ago, is the best model on the planet right now with the best performance, and it runs, best on top of AWS. At the same time, we have a lot of experience building models at the company.
Amazon's $4 billion strategic investment in Anthropic is another balancing act. It has this minority stake with no board seat, but it has run into issues when outright trying to buy a startup. Jassy, for example, called EU regulators blocking its iRobot acquisition a, quote, sad story. And in a nod to its commitment to AI, Amazon also announced today Andrew Ng will join its board. He is a pioneer in the space who led Google Brain at one point. Guys, back over to you.
All right, so Kate, the stock is hitting an all-time high. Mm-hmm. How much of that has to do with all the excitement around AI?
There has certainly been a lot of buzz. It's interesting, Contessa. There has been a lot of notes lately and calls from Wall Street sell-side analysts talking about Amazon being their top pick, especially in tech. It has very little to do with AI. It's more about sort of the North American margins, some of the profitability improvement, cost cutting, things like Prime and advertising, which Jassy also said in his annual letter, it could be profitable as its own standalone business. So sort of the sum of the parts where AI comes in is more on Amazon Web Services and its cloud business. Mark Mahaney, for example, from Evercore, had a note out this morning talking about that being one catalyst for the stock. But he also talked about some of the dislocation and where Amazon is trading compared to where it was before COVID. He says at least it's about 30% below the average of where it was trading. So part of it is a dislocation, people seeing potentially more value here, and then just that cost cutting. That's really what Wall Street wants to see, where the Silicon Valley perspective is typically, oh, you want growth, you want that moonshot bet with AI. He's really got to balance that staying ahead and staying relevant in AI, not losing out, but also really serving what Wall Street is looking for, which is the cost cutting and the discipline he's been able to implement.
All right, Kate Rooney, thank you very much.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.